Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are again with Women United. And we're going to talk about just a little bit, opening up our show today. Dorothy Roberts, author of Healing the Black Body. And this is an excerpt from her writings on Shattered Bonds, The Color of Child Welfare. And Ms. Magazine said that this is a passionate, meticulously researched, not afraid of spark controversy. So, we're going to look at what's called the kinship care. And why kinship care in the foster care system, the child welfare system, does not solve the problem. So what she says is that some people believe that the increased use of the kinship care by child welfare agencies cures the racial harm in the child welfare system. They think that racism is eliminated when black children are placed with their own relatives, who are almost always black. Kinship care would solve the problem if the problem were confined to moving black children to white homes. But this is not the racial harm that I have described. She says, rather than most serious injuries inflicted by the child welfare system is the disintegration and control of black family life. That injury occurs whether children are placed with white or black families, even if those families are kin. In fact, understanding why kinship care does not negate racism in the child welfare system helps to clarify my argument. And this is what Dorothy Roberts is saying. Professor Dorothy Roberts. She says, kinship care historically had a double-edged responsibility in relationship to the child welfare system. Child rearing by relatives was often a response to poverty or the hardships that made it difficult for parents to raise children by themselves. Because black families were excluded from the formal child welfare system, they relied heavily on extended families, networks, to help take care of the children whose parents were unable to meet their needs. Kinship care continued in most recent decades as an informal safety net for struggling black families by temporarily removing the children to the care of the kin. Parents could avoid either voluntarily relinquishing them to the state or running the risk of coercive state intervention. Kinship care then served as a family-preserving alternative to foster. On the other hand, kinship care also invited state intrusion. The black community culturally tradition of sharing parenting responsibilities among kin were often mistaken by the child welfare authorities as parental neglect. Skyrocketing female incarceration rates, cutbacks on social services, the AIDS epidemic, and maternal substance abuse led to a resurgence in caregiving by relatives, especially grandmothers, in the 1980s. Between 1980 and 1990, the number of children living with grandparents increased by 44%. In 1994, nearly 4 million children lived in grandparents-headed households. More than one-third of these children lived in homes with no parent present. almost half of these children being raised by grandparents were black. Although state child welfare agencies used to consider private kinship care neglectful, they increasingly turned to the relatives to place neglected and abused children. Private kinship care is arranged by families without child welfare agencies' involvement. Kinship foster care is provided to children who are the legal custody, who are in legal custody of the state. Just as private kinship care has been especially prevalent among black families, most children placed in kinship care, foster care, are black. This is both because of the overrepresentation of black children in the foster care population and because agencies are more likely to turn to relatives in case black children than other children. For example, a study of foster care in suburban Baltimore County, Maryland, found that 49% of the relative caregivers were African Americans, whereas only 25% of non-relative foster parents were. Similarly, a California study reported that 43% of kin and 22% of non-kin foster parents were African American, whereas 34% of kin and 63% of non-kin of foster parents were white. Care is the main type of out-of-home placement for black children. In New York City, Chicago, and Philadelphia, in fact, almost all 90% of relative caregivers in Chicago are black. So, that being said, kinship foster care is generally better for children than foster care with strangers. Staying in the extended family is a benefit for children. Children are more likely to maintain contact with their parents and to stay with their siblings if they're living with relatives than if they are placed in some non-relative foster care. It is likely that children are already familiar with their kin and they will benefit. So, the placement avoids the trauma of moving the child in with strangers. And we all know that a stranger with a child is really kind of scary for most children. And herein lies the consequences. Kinship foster care usually allows children to stay in their community and to contain the cultural traditions that parents observe. Kinship foster care is more stable. Children living with relatives are less likely to be moved to multiple placements while in substitute care. There is also evidence that children are better cared for by relatives than by strangers. More children in kinship foster care reported that they felt loved and happy, and fewer are abused while in state custody. Kinship foster care also provides financial support for relative caregiving. Public assistance is usually significant because kinship caregivers tend to have limited means and especially in the African American community, given the great divide and disparities. So for those lower income and traditional foster parents, that becomes a help. A 1996 study of foster care in a southern county found that almost 60% of relative caregivers earn less than $10,000 annually, whereas only 10% of the non-relative foster parents earned so little. The median annual income of kin caregivers in Toledo is only $13,000. Now, although federal child welfare policy promotes kinship foster care, it gives statutes and states wide latitude in creating a system of financial support for kin caregivers. Now, if we have and continue to have states' rights, it just seems to me that with the preponderance of black children in the system, then we need some strong black leadership in order to continue to prevail. So, the two principal sources, according to Dorothy Roberts, of public financial assistance for relatives or temporary assistance to needy families, TANF and foster care benefits. States offer TANF benefits to relatives caring for children. So, what does that mean? A relative caring for several children might receive 2 to 4 times as much as foster care payments as she would in welfare benefits. In the early 1990s, Illinois paid foster care parents an average of $350 per child, whereas AFDC benefits were, guess what, $102 for one child, $102 versus $350. And so what that's saying, it seems to me, is that there is a opportunity for the state to get involved in the family life. As stated earlier in this chapter, the theory of group-based harm in Dorothy Roberts' book. And so if, in fact, this is the situation, then there is incentive for people to put the children there rather than getting the public assistance. Now, since then, certainly there are some other things that have transpired and taken place, and now the children are not even in that situation where they're going to be taken and placed in kinship program. The situation now is that the children will go to homes that are not relatives or family members, community members or close friends that they've had and built relationships with. And that's my editorial on that part of the chapter. Now back to Dorothy Roberts' book. This disparity spawns concerns that the foster care payment systems may act as an incentive for a troubled family. So that's what I just said. And any thoughts on that? For a troubled family to seek a formal agency supervised placement with kin rather than sharing child rearing informally with the same relatives. In addition to a stipend, kin foster parents are entitled to Medicaid, clothing allowance, and other assistance to meet the child's needs. Child welfare agencies make available services that address the parents' problems, such as drug treatment, if that's the case, mental health counseling, or housing assistance, only to families under their supervision. So if you do not allow them to supervise your life, welfare reform makes foster care even more attractive for relative takers. Despite the burden it entails, the federal welfare laws, policies designed to modify the behavior of poor parents, exact a harsh penalty on kin who forced to rely on TANF. Well, that's what's a part of our system today. That's what's going on. And we are hoping you can call in with some answers, with some strategies, and those kinds of things as we continue on talking about this very deep issue. Thank you, and we'll see you back next week. Same time, same place. 1:30 on our Women United show.